to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. 29 years ago today, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial was dedicated. I remember going to the wall in the early 1980s and feeling almost overwhelmed by the enormity of it. Seeing the actual names of the dead made me feel both angry and sad. Angry because I believed that the war was a horrible mistake, and sad because of all the people killed. I'm sure there will be many that will visit the wall in Washington today and pay respect to the dead. Over 4,800 miles away in Honolulu, Hawaii, something else is happening today. A meeting of leaders of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum, otherwise known as APEC. The forum is intended to increase trade, investment, technical and economic cooperation is also part of the forum. There are more than 20 nations there, such as the USA, Russia, Canada, Japan, China, and Australia. But guess who else is there? Vietnam. What a difference 29 years makes. In 1982, the USA was only 7.5 years removed from its final military departure from Vietnam. The political wounds of the war were still fairly raw. There was also controversy surrounding the design of the memorial. Maya Lin, a 21-year-old Chinese-American from Ohio, was the designer. However, since the design was unusual, some people objected. There were also complaints about her that were frankly racist. Now in 2011, things are quite different. At the APEC conference, Vietnamese President Truong Tan Sang met with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, as well as with the governor of Hawaii and business leaders. The developing business relationship between the two nations is significant. In 2010, bilateral trade between Vietnam and the USA was over $15 billion. The largest export market for Vietnam is the United States. Vietnam is increasingly a market for U.S. farm exports. However, human rights are not ignored by the USA. While in Honolulu, Hillary Clinton brought up the importance of respecting and protecting citizen rights in Vietnam. So, in a nutshell, Americans and Vietnamese now buy and sell goods from each other. American and Vietnamese political leaders meet with each other, and Americans prod the Vietnamese government on human rights. The relationship between Vietnam and the USA continues to heal. Time can heal some old wounds. Now that's something that everyone should be able to celebrate. Thanks for joining me. Remember, you can hear Room 33 while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. I have a link to it on my homepage. And if you like, follow me on Twitter. I'm at Redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.